Let's see. Let's get Instagram going. Boom. Come on, Instagram. Go live. Go live. Uh-oh. Give me one second, y'all. Boom. Yay. There we are. We are live. We are live. We are live. We are live. Happy, happy, happy Goddess Temple Sunday, y'all. What's up? I am coming to you from snowy New York City. Where are you? Where are you weighing in from? Hi, Goddess Terry. Hi, Goddess Cherise. Hi, Blessed Barbie. Hello, Goddess Joe. Yay. Hello, everyone. Come into the room. Come into the room. Come into the room. We are live on Facebook. We are live on Instagram, and we are live on YouTube with replays afterward on the Goddess Temple podcast. Are you signed up for the Goddess Temple podcast? Sign up for the Goddess Temple podcast wherever you sign up for podcasts. Yay! And Goddess Marlene is in the house. And the Origins of Peace from North Carolina. I love that name, the Origins of Peace. Oh, that's beautiful. Hello, Goddess Elisa. And Jamaican Dougla is in the house. What's up to all my Dougla fam? How y'all doing? Yay! So glad that you are here. But I think in Jamaica, y'all say, we say Dougla. I think y'all say Dougla, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, Jamaican Dougla. Let me know. Do y'all say Dougla? And we say Dougla? What's up, Goddess Misty and Goddess Allison? Yay. All my folks from down south away, and Goddess Terry is in South Carolina. What's up? Hello, 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 my beauties. Today, we are talking about giving yourself permission to live the life that you want. Oh, Goddess C. Sherelle is in South Florida. Wait, let me see. Yes, South Florida. Giving yourself permission. That is awesome, Goddess. Giving yourself permission to live the life that you want, the life that you deserve, the life that you are worthy of. Type into the comments permission. Let's talk about it. Permission, permission, permission. This is an important topic because if you don't give yourself permission, you're not going to live it. You're not going to do it. You're just simply going to keep yourself outside of the vibration of the things that you're wanting. And so there are things that we want, that we desire, you know, love, health, money, well-being, whatever it is, a career, a business, to be the star of whatever it is you're doing, but you have not still given yourself permission. Goddess Elisa writes it in all caps, permission. You know, Goddess, hello, Goddess Khadija, for my goddesses who are here, who are in the Manifest Your Magic Moon Circle. We have a session coming up this Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the full moon. We are live on the full and the new moon. And it's very interesting that, you know, that was our first assignment that we did together, was to write, okay, fill out a permission slip of what you are giving yourself permission for. And a lot of goddesses in our circle had challenges and blocks around giving yourself permission just to be happy, giving yourself permission to make more money than you ever thought possible, giving yourself permission to be loved fully and completely on your own terms, giving yourself permission to show up as you, fully as you, because yes, that is going to piss some people off, excuse my language, on this Sunday morning. Hello, mommy, good morning. That's going to anger some folks, you know, to give your, to, for you to show up as you, for you to have boundaries that feel good to you, for you to enjoy your life as you. But that is what you must do if you are going to be here and thrive with you as you. Type in the comments, thrive. As a matter of fact, type in, still I thrive. Still I thrive. Because look at all the things that have happened to all of us who are here in this circle. All the things that we have experienced. The things that we said, oh my God, I won't live without that person. I won't live without that job. I won't live without that. And look, here you are, living. Still we thrive. Still I thrive. Still I thrive. Still I thrive. Yes. Still I thrive. Look at you. Look at you. Here you are living, doing the darn thing. So the next step is giving yourself permission for the eight areas, 8 areas that I'm going to talk about that we need to give ourselves permission around. So we're going to begin with some gratitude. And I took the liberty of pulling a card for you from the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck to see who would show up for us around this sacred conversation about permission. And it's very interesting. The person who showed up for us, the ancestral energy that showed up for us from the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle this morning is the patriarch, which is very different than patriarchal energy. The energy of the patriarch in this deck is around being unapologetic. Type into the comments, unapologetic, which makes sense because we're in a conversation about giving yourself permission that we have to be unapologetic. The patriarchy is a different energy than the patriarchy. It's not the energy of the patriarchy. It is the energy of loving, guided, divine masculine energy. Unapologetic. This is our unapologetic era, y'all. This is our unapologetic era. If you are called to this conversation, it is because this right here is you moving into Goddess Priscilla, Goddess Khadija, Goddess Charisse, Goddess Michelle, Goddess Elisa, everybody who is called to this energy. Right this minute, it is because this is your unapologetic era going forward for the rest of this year, for the rest of this moment, for the rest of this life. It is you showing up in your unapologetic era. So let's get into some gratitude. Then I'm going to talk to you about the 8 places in your life where you need to have radical self-permission. Radical self-permission, okay? In your unapologetic era. Yes, we are unapologetic about it, our unapologetic era. Is that going to make some people upset? Yes. Is that going to make some people angry? Yes. Is that going to disappoint some folks? Yes. But it's also going to make the people who are aligned with you happy and joyful that you are stepping into your power, stepping into your truth, and living more unapologetically than ever before. So before we get into some gratitude, let me say hello to my favorite girl, the most amazing goddess, my beautiful baby goddess, Ruby. Hello, the best 2-year-old on the planet. Hello, beautiful. How you doing? How you doing? Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you. Mommy sending you hugs. Mommy see you in 30 minutes. I love you. Love you, love you, love you. Unapologetic, Miss Ruby. That is how I want you to live your life. Except for when you do things wrong, it's very important to say sorry. To have empathy and sympathy and all of those things. Okay, here we go. All right, so come present. Come present in your beautiful bodies and your beautiful minds and your beautiful spirit in this beautiful moment and this beautiful energy that you manifested, that you created, that you are creating the image and the likeness of. This is your moment in your unapologetic era. So come radically present into your beautiful body. Oh my goodness. Whew. And let's just breathe. Nice big inhale. And exhale. Ooh, some of us haven't taken a deep breath like that in a minute. Shallow breathing, shallow life, okay? Deep breaths, deep life. Let's go. Inhale. And exhale. In through the nose. And out through the mouth. Breathe in, unapologetic. And breathe out what everyone else wants you to do. Now let's connect around this big, beautiful globe that we have been gifted. I want you to lean in and take the hand of the sisters and brothers and other human beings to the left of you in our sacred circle. Maybe they're in South Carolina, like our good sis says she is right this minute. Okay, and I want you to lean in and take the hand of the folks to the right of us. In this sacred circle, I saw South Africa in the chat. Woo, and let's just bring it all together, 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 like this is nice. And we begin with Mother, Father, God. Thank you. Thank you. thank you so very much for bringing us together on this beautiful day. Thank you for waking us up this morning, for opening our eyes, opening our minds, and opening our hearts, and letting us know that if you gave us the push today, the breath today, the brain, the heart today, that means that our mission in Earth School is not yet complete. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us the heart, the mind, the soul, the abundance to have the fancy devices that we are communicating on. Thank you for giving us time abundance, for us making this little moment in time for ourselves. Help us to come together in your infinite wisdom to give and spread love, to give and spread happiness and joy, to first know that we are worthy and deserving of all of the joy, all of the happiness, all of the love, all of the well-being that you have created for us here in this wonderful spinning globe that we are on. Thank you. Thank you for helping us to find each other in this beautiful global circle. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are so very grateful. Please continue to guide us. Please continue to keep us. Give us a nudge anytime. Please be gentle with the nudges. Give us a nudge anytime to remind us where you would have us go, what you would have us do, what you would have us say, and to whom. For all of this and so very much more, we are so very grateful, and we say, amen. Ashe. And so it is. 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 Amen. Ashe. And so it is. Yes. In our unapologetic era. So we are talking about radical self-permission today. Okay. Radical, living with radical self-permission. And the ancestors have given us the message of being unapologetic, unapologetic about who you are, unapologetic about what you choose to do lovingly in your life, unapologetic about your purpose, unapologetic about who you love, unapologetic about, your businesses, your families, whatever it is, the stream, the energy of living and walking in our unapologetic era. Goddess Catherine says, I can feel this. It is amazing. Yes, I do too. Like, let's just feel into that. Let's just feel right now. If you can catch that vibration, you can catch what I'm putting down here. It is radical self-permission. That is what we are awakening within ourselves. And so number one place where I want you to give yourself radical self-permission is in radical emotional healing and forgiveness. Radical emotional healing and forgiveness. What does that mean? As I spoke about it in the beginning of this channel, beginning of this broadcast, pardon, we have been through some stuff. If you live long enough in Earth School, you experience some things. That's why we are here, to evolve, to grow, and that involves experience. And so giving ourselves permission and space to heal from the things that we have experienced is imperative. It is so important to love on yourself by giving yourself permission to have radical emotional healing and forgiveness. Forgiveness for whom? Forgiveness for both you, and forgiveness for those who you feel have wronged you. Forgiveness not for them, but forgiveness for you, to release yourself from the bond of being bound up in stuff with them. I was thinking about something that the other day, I was writing my next book, not the one that comes out in May, From Imagination to Reality. Y'all will see that in a little bit. But I was giving myself, here's what the cover looks like. This is not the real book. This is a mock-up. Because it was hardcover, but now it's paperback because it was a little bit longer than hardcover. It would have made it too expensive, and we wanted it to be affordable for y'all. But anyway, so I'm writing my next book, And I was going to write this whole thing about one of my exes. And it was about my own healing around it. And then I was like, I don't want him to read this and think he's off the hook. But it's been so long, like it's been a lifetime ago. And I had to check myself before I wrecked myself, like thinking, oh my gosh, like I didn't even know that I still thought that. I didn't even know that I still required within me to have this person feel like they are on the hook. When we have that, any kind of bond like that with someone, even if you're in another life and they're in another life and you're not even thinking consciously about each other, you still have energetic, etheric cords that are binding you to that person. And in order for you to have total liberation, in order for you to have total freedom in how you walk this earth, in the choices that you make and who you are and how you show up, you're going to need radical forgiveness. Okay, forgiveness. So allow yourself, number one, to have radical emotional healing and radical forgiveness. Okay, get in there and do the work. Even if you think you did it already and there's residual stuff, go do it again. Get yourself therapy, coaching, whatever it is that you are needing to do. But allow yourself, in order to have radical permission slip to live your life the way that you want to have, you want to clear up those cords. Okay, clean up the cords. Type it in the comments, clean up the cords. So somebody else needs to see that. They can see it. Clean up the cords, which is going to require radical emotional healing and forgiveness. A lot of us have bought into and still have residual ideas of the lie that we have to somehow keep someone on the hook and that forgiving them, you know, allows them to go skip through the daisies. Well, two things. Number one, there's something called karma, which we don't wish anything on anybody, right? That's one thing. But number two, real talk, half the folks that did us wrong are skipping through the daisies anyway. So it's you are the one holding them on the hook. Did y'all hear me? I think I need to say that again. Half of them are skipping through the daisies anyway. So you living in a shrunken emotional state because of things that people have done to you, in part because you feel like binding them up in that energy is holding them accountable, when they don't feel accountable to begin with, is binding yourself away from feeling the joy, the expansiveness, the evolution that you came here to feel. So number one, radical emotional healing and radical forgiveness. Got that? Okay. Woo, that's a new, okay. This all, you know what? These all need to break down and be their own video, each of them. All right, we'll work on that. Number two, allow yourself to have radical dreaming of what you want to do. Radical dreaming, like, you know, dream like a bigger dream for, and dreaming a bigger dream can feel reductive if you feel like I'm dreaming as big a dream as I can. If that's true, great. If not, even in, you know, the way, how you want to travel, the places you want to go to, how you want to experience life, you know, do you want to go out and go to more art galleries, more comedy clubs? You know, do you want to draw and paint that you've never had the experience? Do you want to play the piano and you haven't had the experience? Go pay for one lesson. Take one lesson. Take, I don't know how much a lesson is, but online, I'm sure you can find some online lessons somewhere for $40 or less, somewhere, I'm assuming. Take a lesson. Allow yourself radical dreaming and aspirations. Allow your imagination to flow from imagination to reality. Allow your imagination to take you there. Like, okay, what if I just allowed myself to dream of just what is possible? What's possible if I were to go and explore more in this life? Radical dreaming and radical aspirations. Radical dreaming for, you know, what could your company look like? And there are dreams that other people have that we don't have. I was at a mastermind for my publisher this past fall, and one amazing author got up and they were like, yes, I have a 26-person team. And I'm like, wow, no wonder, like, they are rocking it. They have a 26-person team. I personally would not want a 26-person team that is reporting to me. Like, that's not within what I am wanting for myself. Having a 26-person team that's a part of my publisher or some other entity that I'm working with, that's great. But I personally do not want 26 people under me. Like, that for me sounds not fun. But for this person, that was a part of their radical dreaming and aspirations that they made come true for themselves. So you having your dream does not affect anyone else's dream, okay? This is not the time for you to be puny in your dreaming, thinking that, okay, if I just take a little, there'll be a little bit left for somebody else. No, there's enough to go around. Type into the comments, there's enough to go around. There's enough everything to go around. There's enough love to go around. There's enough joy to go around. There's enough health and well-being to go around. There's enough forgiveness to go around. There's enough kisses to go around. There's enough money to go around. There's enough food to go around. There's enough to go around, okay? So let's hold ourselves in the stream of possibilities. You are possible. Let's hold ourselves in that energy, okay? That was number two, radical dreaming and radical aspirations. So number three in our manifesto of radical permission. Yes, manifesto of radical permissions. Number three is radical self-care and boundaries. Radical self-care and boundaries. I was chatting with a beautiful goddess. Some of you were there the other day on a Hay House live stream, and she was talking about her obligations to her parents and her family and not being able to find time for self-care within that. And I spoke to her about making time, creating time for self-care, letting it be a non-negotiable. Type into the comments, non-negotiable. Don't worry about spelling. Non-negotiable. Non-negotiable. Let me shout out my sister for a second, Goddess Damali. My sister is my self-care role model. I love the way that she is always seemingly, to my experience, she could have a different experience of herself, but to my view, makes time for her self-care and always has, you know, makes time for eating food that loves her back, makes time for being consciously feeding her mind with teachers and coaching and lessons that empower her and uplift her and make her life better. She makes time for creating her artwork and expressing herself in the way that she came to. She makes time for her physical, her yoga, her working out, all of that. Yes, that is beautiful. That is important. That is imperative. Your self-care should be non-negotiable, non-negotiable. So radical self-care. And then I'm including with that boundaries. Boundaries. Type in the comments, boundaries. Somebody needs to see it. Boundaries. Your boundaries are a part of your radical self-care. So with this beautiful goddess that I was talking about, that I was chatting with earlier the other day on the live, I told her that she has to have clear boundaries with her parents in this case, but you need to have clear boundaries with whomever it is in your life that, you know, maybe is treading a little bit in the way that they shouldn't. And that includes, that's you. You know, I used to think, you know, okay, folks will see you burning out, right? If it's the people you work with, for example, or your customers, your clients, whoever, they'll see you burning out. They'll know it's too much. They won't, you know, press you beyond that, but they do. People do. And they keep going and they keep going and they keep going, whether it's your loved one, your partner, your whoever. So it is imperative upon you to have radical boundaries. So your radical self-care and boundaries are a big part of you giving yourself permission. So you're going to give yourself permission to have radical self-care and boundaries, okay? Three, recap. So number one was giving yourself permission for radical emotional healing and forgiveness. Number two was giving yourself permission for radical dreaming and aspirations. Number three is giving yourself permission for radical self-care and boundaries. Got it? Whew, okay. Number four, radical success and abundance. Matter of fact, let's say riches. Radical riches and success. Radical riches and success. Give yourself permission for radical riches and success. Type in the comments, I have permission for radical riches, or I claim my radical riches. Give yourself permission to have radical riches and radical abundance. I remember years ago, a teacher telling me that a lot of women specifically had an earning cliff, an earning ceiling that was usually the amount that their parental figure a father in most cases, or if they didn't have a father figure, the mother, whoever their parental figure, whatever the earning capacity of what was of their household, they would reach that. And that was an earning ceiling because they felt somehow that they were betraying their parent by making more than them. They were betraying their parent by, because if you're measuring worth, which you should not do, but if you're measuring worth in terms of dollars, then feeling like, okay, I'm somehow better than you because I've out-earned you. This was all a subconscious thing that they had going on. No one consciously said, I'm going to make the amount my father made or the amount my mother made, and I'm not going to make more than that. No, it was a subconscious earning ceiling. And that's why you have so many of us having the ceiling of those who came before. You know, living in, you know, feeling like, okay, well, I can only go but so far because we've only gone so far. No, you came to break that. Give yourself the radical permission to break that, the radical permission to live in your radical riches, to live in your radical abundance, to have runaway success, to be the one that they talk about generations from now and say, oh my gosh, she broke that for us. She broke that wide open. Oh my gosh, it ran in our family till it ran into her. She changed everything. She changed the game for our wealth. She brought generational wealth to our family. Give yourself radical permission in the area of your abundance, in the area of your money, in the area of your success, in the area of your riches, your prosperity, your wealth. Give yourself radical permission to shine brighter than anyone around you. I tell my coaching clients all the time, and I'm going to tell you right now, just like I'm telling everybody here on this conversation, I want you to outshine me. I want you to do bigger and better things. I want you to do that. Are you kidding me? I want you to do that. That's why we're here, for us to evolve consciousness together. Your successes are my successes. I know they're your successes, but let me take some credit. You can take credit for my successes because we're here in this together. We're a sacred circle together. So I want you to celebrate my joys. I want you to take credit for my successes. I want you to take to feel like, oh my gosh, she's thriving. She's thriving because I watch her on Sunday. My bit of just showing up on Sunday is helping her to thrive. I am here in this relationship with you. We are in a relationship with each other, and we are a mirror of each other. We are vibrating in the same energy in this moment as each other. We've called each other forward. We've co-manifested this moment. Wow, still I thrive. Look at us. Look at us. Who'd have thought? Not me. Still, I thrive. Give yourself radical permission for your riches to allow in your money. And allow other people, give yourself permission. It's gonna, like I said, some people may be disappointed. Some people may be overwhelmed by what you do. Some people may think it's the wrong thing to do. Some people may think it's the right thing to do. Who cares? Who cares? Give yourself radical permission not to care what they think, not to worry about what other people think. Do I have that on this list? That needs to be one. Okay, so let's add that. Radical permission to not care what other people think. Radical permission to release the people pleasing. Radical permission to disappoint people. Oh my gosh, that used to be my fear, because you know, hearing my parents say like, "I'm disappointing you," used to be my absolute fear. You have to give yourself permission to disappoint others. Give yourself permission to be misunderstood by people. Give yourself permission that they won't get it. Give yourself permission. Okay, moving on. Number five. This is one of my favorite ones. Give yourself permission to live in radical luxury and beauty, however you deem that to be true. Okay, radical luxury and beauty. Yes, beauty as a sacred soul healing spiritual practice. Give yourself permission to bask in beauty, to live in beauty, to love in beauty, to enjoy luxury, to have a soft life and a soft experience. Give yourself permission for that. Don't put your life on hold. Like, we're not doing that anymore. Can we just not do that? Can we just not have the idea that, you know, you've got to live off, you know, in a like kind of austere way, and, you know, don't have the Starbucks so that one day, 20 years from now, 30 years, 40, whatever, you could retire and then you can be happy and travel. No, No, have the Starbucks if that makes you happy. You know, buy the dress if that makes you happy. Get the bag, whatever. Life is too short. Tomorrow is not promised. It really is not. And this is your one wild and precious life with you as you in this moment. So allow yourself to have and experience beauty. Beauty. Get into art. Get into luxurious, you know, cloths and fabrics, you know, whatever it is that's going to float your boat. Allow yourself to experience that, to have the experience, to have the joy, the play, radical pleasure. My sister Goddess Damani, she has written, you know, around, you know, beauty, luxury, okay, radical luxury. Yes. People talk about, you know, quiet luxury and all that. Quiet luxury, that's cool. That's cute. Very cool. I'm sorry, I come from an outhouse background, and I'm not ashamed of that. I am proud of that. So I'm not gonna be quiet about anything. Give me my luxury loud. Give me my luxury out loud. Give me my beauty out loud. Let me enjoy it. Let me feel good about it. If it's too loud for you, move on. It's not for you, it's for me. You can have quiet luxury, good for you. All right, yes? Yes. Okay. Number six, self-acceptance, radical self-acceptance, radical self-acceptance. That is you being unapologetic about accepting, loving and accepting yourself. When I talk to folks and they say that they cannot get to self-love, I say, that's okay. Begin with self-acceptance. Self-love begins with self-acceptance. If self-love is too big a concept, or self-esteem, or all of that, and you are mired in self-doubt and fears, begin with self-acceptance. What is one thing that you can accept about yourself? What is one thing that you can accept? You can say, okay, you know, I'm going to accept my, you know, way that my eyes crinkle when I smile. I'm going to accept, you know, my teeth doing whatever they do, whatever. I don't know. Radical self-acceptance. Begin with that. Begin with that. Loving and accepting yourself unapologetically for who you are at this very minute. Okay? All right. Good. Number seven, give yourself permission for radical creativity and radical expression. You using your voice in the ways that you came to use it. That looks different for each of us. For some people are speakers, some people are singers, some people are dancers, some people are poets, some people are the head of their household, and you know, some people are writers, right? However you are meant to share your voice on this planet, if it's being the best parent that you can, being the head of the choir, whatever it is, radical creativity and radical expression. We need your voice. We need your story. We need your voice. We need your story. And number eight, radical personal growth and exploration. Give yourself permission unapologetically to grow, to expand. This is like what we were talking about with self-care, you know. So if you are not, allow yourself to get coached, allow yourself to go and play a sport, if, you know, go travel, whatever it is, radical personal growth and exploration. Give yourself permission to have that, okay? In whatever way that shows up for you, okay? Radical self-permission is what we are talking about. Goddess Catherine says, my intention is to be okay with myself. That is beautiful. I'm okay with myself. Just type that in the comments. Let's own that. I'm okay with me. I am okay with me. That's how we begin to be unapologetic, with just that simple radical thought. That is a radical thought for most of us. Woo, I'm okay with me. Like, you know what? Today, I'm okay with me. I am okay with me. And let that be the beginning to your moment of thriving, to your era of unapologetic living, because you are worthy, because you deserve it, because this is your time. And I am so glad that you are here with me. Are you receiving that today? Yes, I am okay with me. We are unapologetic. This is our era. This is your time of radical self-permission to step into your power, to own your truth, and to take back your life. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so grateful that you are here with me, and I am definitely okay with you. And I hope that you're okay with me. And if you're not, that's all good too. I will see you in our next session for my Manifest Your Magic Moon Circle people. I will see you Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're not on my mailing list, you want to know how to be a part of all of that, head to womanifesting.com. Bye. Yes, we are okay with us. Well said.